Ole Miss fans, Prize Picks is the best place to get real money sports action. And if you sign up today with promo code Talk of Champions, you can get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. Trust me, I've played and pitched for them all, but Prize Picks stands above the rest. Honestly, I have no idea why I waited this long. Yes, I cover the Rebels, so I focused my picks on the MLB playoffs, including home run cash-ins on Mookie Betts and others. It's a blast, easy, and secure. Make your picks in less than 60 minutes with Prize Picks, and when they hit, you can get your money as quickly as 15 minutes. Even better, Prize Picks is the only real money daily fantasy platform with an injury insurance policy. Think Justin Jefferson will get more than 83.5 yards this week? Yeah, me too. Win real money this football season with Prize Picks. Download the app today and use promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS to get $50 instantly after you play your first $5 lineup. That's Prize Picks and promo code TALKOFCHAMPIONS. Prize Picks, run your game. Spark something uncommon this holiday season with just the right gift from Uncommon Goods. The busy holiday season is here, folks, and Uncommon Goods makes it less stressful with incredible hand-picked gifts for everyone on your list. Gifts that spark joy, wonder, delight, and that it's exactly what I wanted feeling. They scour the globe as Uncommon Goods for original, handmade, absolutely remarkable things. Just a few of the favorite gifts I've found on Uncommon Goods include a do-it-yourself storybook kit for my niece. My daughter's got me the MLB Sunday Slugger Ceramic Ice Cream Bowl set. Love my Braves. From holiday host and hostess gifts to the coolest finds for kids to hits from everyone from book lovers to diehard sports fans like us, Uncommon Goods has something for everyone. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. It is the season of giving, after all. So get 15% off your next gift by going to uncommongoods.com/TOC for Talk of Champions. That's uncommongoods.com/TOC for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods. We're all out of the ordinary.
You're listening to Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss Spirit podcast with Ben Garrett.
Welcome in to an on-location edition of Talk of Champions. I'm sitting here with my man, Ole Miss sophomore wide receiver, Caden Lee, Caden Honeycomb Lee, who will soon be launching this podcast, possibly as early as next week. We don't know because the Rebels are getting hot. So we'll see how it works out logistically, schedulely. But he's going to be starting a podcast with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3. We're here at the Riverland Roofing headquarters in Oxford, Mississippi. They're throwing an event, an NIL event that Caden is, of course, a part of. Katie Hill's outside as well. Saw Walker Jones, head of the Grove Collective. But we're here. I'm here. And we're here just to talk to Caden and let you get to know him before he starts his show for us, which will be called The Buzz with Honeycomb.
Ooh, I like that. That's a good name. Right? You came up with that, huh?
I did. Okay. I did. See, they pay me the big bucks, Kay.
There you go.
Caden, he's good people's breakout year for Ole Miss. First and foremost, my guy, how you been doing? How are you?
First and foremost, man, I'm thankful to be here. Thankful for the opportunity. And this is going to be really fun. Great event we have going on outside. Just here to just talk to my guy Ben and let's get this thing rolling.
Right, and Riverland has been so good to me, so good to Caden, and doing so much in the NIL space. So we encourage you to support Riverland Roofing. For all your roofing needs, it's 662-644-4297. Visit them online at riverlandroofing.com. They've been incredibly supportive of all kinds of Ole Miss athletes like Caden in this space, and that's what really has taken Ole Miss to the next level. And for you, man, I mean, this has been a breakout year. This has been, for you, I've been talking to you since high school, and this has been a long process for you to get to this place. But before we get into all that, what has it meant to you to getting these opportunities as you're having this big year, Riverland and all the people that have been talking, what does it mean to you, to have those kind of opportunities and to be at this place now? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, for me, just coming in my first year, it was just stay consistent is what I just kept telling myself. And when my opportunity came and showed itself, I had to be ready. So just getting extra work in after practice, trusting my training, and just staying consistent was the biggest thing that I feel like I needed to just stay focused on. And this year, I feel like that's what I'm really doing a good job of. And we just have to keep going forward. And it's been a really good year for us overall as a football team, and I feel like we're trending upwards, and we got to keep it rolling.
Yeah, that's right. And you know, when I look at this team specifically, started with obviously hot with the 4 wins and the 9 cons. You had the 2 tough losses and stuff like that. But for this team to be at this place with everything in front of it, what has the journey been like in that locker room? Riding the ups and downs, riding through all this new, yeah. And what's it just been like as a team to get to this place where everything is in front of you now after that big win over Georgia?
You know, personally, I would say the 2 losses made us more of a team, really, because, you know, a lot of people, let's just say we were undefeated, I don't know if we'd be much as a team as we are now, because we had to really just lean on one another, pick one another up, and that just forms more of like a brotherhood that can only be faced and come up through adversity. So I feel like that's why we are where we are right now.
You know, so much was added in the offseason as far as your position specifically. I mean, Juice comes in, Jordan's already accomplished, but he came from Louisville a couple years ago. Trey Harris already accomplished. What was, when you were recruited, you were a highly recruited kid, Ole Miss wanted you very, very early. Dane Stevens, who's no longer here, he's like, I'm getting Caden Lee here. I want him here. You know, what was it like going into this room knowing that, I mean, you were breaking out last year. You were starting to step up last year. But to establish yourself, how difficult was it? What was it like, in those position battles in a stacked room? And that's kind of what this roster is. You know, when you see all these NIL opportunities, new guys can be walking in the door any day now. So establishing yourself, what kind of work did you specifically individually put in?
Well, for me, just the reason I chose the school, the reason I chose this conference is I want to play with the best. Mm-hmm. I feel like I am one of the best. I know I'm one of the best. And I feel like the only way to really just prove that to yourself is to play with the best. So I wanted to put myself in the best receiver room, I feel like, in the country. And I would trade Juice, Jordan, and all the other guys, Aiden we have, just to be able to go out there and compete against them one another. And every day, I feel like it made me better as a player. But some things that I did specifically is just bond with the quarterbacks more, watch a lot more film, catch balls on the jug machine, and really a lot of treatment on my body just to stay healthy and just try to stay healthy throughout the season.
What was the one thing that put you on the map? You know, like when the people said, oh, he's got some juice. What was like your signature thing that you've kind of grown into becoming this all-around good wide receiver, you know what I mean? But what was like the first thing that people thought about when they thought about Honeycomb?
Honeycomb, I feel like when people hear Honeycomb, they just don't know where it came from.
Where did it come from?
That's what I feel like people don't know. Yeah. Honeycomb came from Cam Newton. I played on the 7-on-7 team in high school. One of my good friends today, can call him anytime I need advice or anything, great guy. But he called me because my hair gets golden in the summertime. So, this has to stay on for a while. I can't do anything. A lot of people ask me if I'm going to cut it, but I don't have any plans to.
Yeah, I mean, you can. It's like part of you now. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like mine, I had to embrace the red ginger head. You know what I mean? Finally, I had to say, all right, Ginger Shrek, you are what you are. You can't get rid of it. Now you came up walking in like a buzz cut, man. I don't think anybody'd be able to know who did it. You know what I mean? But yeah, Honeycomb is really what you've turned into as far as your brand and who you are as a player. But like, where did your game really take off? When did you know that you were figuring it out at Ole Miss, right?
I'll say really toward the end of last season, really in a bowl game against Penn State, that I got my first start. And then I just feel like I went in and executed like I knew that I could. Trusted my training, trusted my coaches, and when they called my number, I was ready.
Now that you look at where you've established as far as your position and your place on this roster, where can your game go to the next level? What are you working on specifically to try to be, even greater, right?
Really just watching some of the older guys, whether it's Trey or just older guys, people in the league, just seeing what they do well and things that I can add to my game, seeing what people don't do well, see what I don't want to add to my game. And just, I feel like really just being observant and being like a gnat, just watching other people and just taking other people's game and adding it to my own.
You know, I want to touch on some other things too, not just football. You and your mom, I got to know your mom. She's incredible. Saw her in the Grove on Saturday before the game, man, and she was excited. Where you come from, where you're from, what kind of made you Caden Lee, right? You know, your family, your village, all that back home.
So first off, my mom, that's my best friend. That's my rock. She's the boss. I'm not the boss. Everything goes through her. No, I'm just playing, but not really.
Not really. Because when we were setting this up, she had a lot of questions. You know? Yeah.
No, but I love my mom to death. Really just growing up, just me and my mom, grandparents, and then just just growing up in a sports family, very competitive family. My mom played soccer. My mom's sister played soccer. Her brother played soccer. So I had to play something.
Yeah.
I just played soccer first, but I grew up in Georgia. I'm 19 years old right now. I actually turned 20 this Sunday.
Mazel tov. There we go. No, let's go. Teenager. Almost there. Close to there.
No more teenagers. You know? That'll be exciting. But really just me and my mom, and I love her to death.
Yeah, okay, so she plays soccer. So many soccer players. Did you play soccer?
I did.
All right. You look like you got the look of it.
I was
the
next Ronaldo, man. I was like that.
Oh, dang.
I was like that.
See, because all I was a goon when I played soccer. They put me on defense just to go wreck some stuff. You know what I mean? I'm slow and fat and stupid, you know? So, like, you have some, like, ball skills with it.
Yes. That's where the feet come from.
Whoa.
That's where the feet come from.
It makes a lot of sense now that you think about it that way. So, was that the first love? If the soccer was the first love, when did you take to football and know that that was the future?
If you really, I played football later than most people. Because, you know, most people these days, they start, like, first, second. I didn't start until fifth grade, like, right before middle school. Fourth, fifth grade, right before middle school. So, it just really just – and I don't think I started training for football until really, like, eighth grade.
Really?
Because I was in between basketball, soccer, football. I was playing all these different types of sports. What I really honed in on football, I feel like that's when my game took off.
When did you get your first offer?
Funny you ask. I got my first offer coming into my freshman season. So, yeah.
So you took to it pretty quick. I mean, it was, Mm-hmm. Were you always a receiver or did they have you playing everywhere?
I was a receiver and safety.
Did you like the contact of defense?
I like the interceptions. I like the interceptions. I'm taking a couple back.
I can see that. I can see you being a ball-hawking safety back there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying if you hadn't have made it as a wide receiver in Division One safety, you could have done it.
I could have done it.
Oh, shoot.
I think so.
So if they needed emergency safety on like a Hail Mary,
hey,
you're about there to make
I'm
sure. Can't let anything happen like with the Commanders, Jaden Daniels. You know what I mean?
No hate.
You know, but like Jaden throws that thing down there. In the Commanders game and the Hail Mary happens, I'm just saying you can be the one that makes sure it doesn't happen.
Yes,
you've got
for
that
sure.
ball skills
for sure.
to make sure it doesn't happen. Something specific that happened this weekend, the Georgia win.
Mm-hmm.
It was obviously important for the season, for the playoff hopes, for all of those things. But from just a purely Ole Miss day, what was your takeaway? Because for those of us that have been in it forever, that was one of the most memorable days because of the result, but also it just felt special, right?
Yeah.
Did it feel that way as players?
I feel like as a player and as a team, you know, sometimes you wake up and you're uncertain whether or not what you're going to do going into this game. But I feel like as a team, we were ready for it. I mean, we felt like we could go in there and take care of business, and there was no doubt in our minds at all. And just waking up, going through walkthroughs, going through breakfast, going through pregame meal, we were just ready for the moment, leaning on one another, and then we do what we do.
How special was it, though, to see the Ole Miss community come together like that? You know, because
that's
it was
awesome.
I saw your mom in the pregame. I saw Miss Tracy Ivy, Jared's mom in the pregame. All these people, and it felt like a big family reunion, and everybody, the celebration afterwards was ridiculous, too. To be a part of that, how special was that? Just to be at that Ole Miss day, what it was.
That's a memory that'll never leave me for sure. Long after here. I mean, that'll definitely stay with me forever. But I feel like I did a lot for Oxford as a whole. And
did y'all feel the pressure? Did y'all kind of know that like people were like, oh, y'all got to win this one? The player, y'all hear that as players.
I mean, we want to win all of them. So I don't know if we look at it like that, but we know this is one that we had to have. So we were excited for it.
How different was this team against Georgia compared to last year? Now, obviously, they didn't have Ladd McConkey and Brock Bowers, and you could say some stuff, but that was complete domination, right? So where did I know team personnel-wise and the portal, adding some talent where y'all maybe had some deficiencies, that was big. But what was the biggest change, do you think, to allow y'all to go from that 5-touchdown loss to a dominant win over the number 2 team in the country? What changed in a year's time?
I would really say experience. Because if you look at our team, we're an older team. Not myself, I'm kind of younger. I'm kind of getting there.
I don't know.
But if
man.
You look at from the rest of our team, we're primarily older, seniors, juniors. So I just feel like experience-wise, we came together. And then not young like before. Before, a lot of young players, just uncertain. But this year, we were ready.
Do you know Austin Simmons, when he came in there, he was just going to start slinging?
I had no doubt in my mind.
What does he look like in practice?
Same player we saw on Saturday.
Well, I've been saying that too. Like, Jackson is one of the most accomplished quarterbacks in Ole Miss history. this has nothing to do with Jackson so much as the future is bright. You got you, you got Austin. It doesn't just stop after this. You know, obviously the end goal is a national championship, the college football playoff. Y'all don't run from those expectations. But when you think about you and Austin, the foundation of this program moving forward, it seems healthy. Do you kind of agree with that? You know what I mean? Because y'all got some dog coming up. You talk about the seniors and the experienced guys, but y'all got some dudes like you, Austin, coming up.
We do have a lot of guys, Centurion Perkins, Perk in my class.
Doing the thing,
dog.
Man.
Absolute dog.
Doing the thing.
Yes.
And the thing, he's an in-state kid, so it was fun to watch him, the Mississippi kid, do it too. But Caden Lee will be starting a podcast with us at the Ole Miss Spirit, omspirit.com, and affiliate of On3, sponsored by Riverland Roofing. And we're here at their NIL event. So you were out there. Man, it's a pretty cool deal out there.
Awesome,
man.
Awesome. Really, Riverland is amazing, man. I love my guy Billy, and I'm really excited to do this.
Yeah, I'm excited to have him because he's good peoples. He's made me look smart as my breakout pick in the year. So thank you for that. You know, give me a little dap for that.
It.
He's made me look smart. Now, you know, go to the playoff and win a national championship. That's not too much to ask. Oh, there
That's
it is.
Goal.
See, he ain't running from it. It's Caden Lee. Appreciate you,
sir,
my friend.
Appreciate thank you guys.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.